My message for today on the book of Philippians. So I'll be starting out with the first part of the book of Philippians. And our theme is, I am confident of this, that the one who began a work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. I chose the book of Philippians because I helped Dr. Ralph Martin update this word biblical commentary on the book of Philippians. I was a little more than a typist on it, but I did help him update it. Dr. Martin is one of a dying breed of authors who can't type. He hand-wrote the additions to all of this book, and he's British, and not only is his handwriting bad enough, but Brits write different than us. Their characters look, sorry for anybody on the other side of the Atlantic, I mean, I don't write that well either, but it's like, I couldn't decipher some of this stuff, and I also had him for a class, and he assigned two of these books to read, cover to cover. These things are about as much fun to read cover to cover as a dictionary is. So I'm here seeking your sympathy that I want a certificate from Thomas Nelson just that I read their books. They're helpful, but they can put you to sleep. I'll go ahead and give some background to the book of Philippians. What I'm doing is just starting from the start and going through, and may not even get through the first chapter today, and if I'm fortunate enough to come back, we'll pick up from there. Oh, thank you. I love coming here. Y'all are such an inspiration. The author was Paul with Timothy. The date was AD 53 from Ephesus or AD 62 from Rome. This is a topic of debate among scholars where the book was written. Some even say it could be from Caesarea. We don't know where Paul was when he wrote the letter. We do know that he was in a city long enough to have a praetorium or a large government headquarters, as we read in Philippians 1:13. So that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to everyone else that my imprisonment is for Christ. I guess what the problem is that the distance from Philippi to Rome is too great for Epaphroditus to be going back and forth, all of which has absolutely no bearing on our Christian life. It's kind of fun, but it's like some people spend, you know, hours, years, and years of their research life doing this, and it's like, you know, here we have a book that if we just focus on living by it, it would be time better spent. I guess there are reasons for doing this, but it. Dr. Martin said, after you get done helping me with this commentary, you'll really know Philippians. When I got done, I thought, man, I don't know any more about Philippians than I did when I started. It's you can break it down so small, and then it's, you know, then you have to put it back together. But it was fun. I actually did learn a lot. But Paul was in prison, as we see in Philippians 1:7, it is right for me to think this way about all of you because you hold me in your heart. For all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. Don't you just love PowerPoint? You can take pictures out of books and you know, make things interesting. I was so glad all the PowerPoints were really working today because I would just be, you know, down here reading to you the whole time. I'm reading too much as it is, but it's here's a satellite view of of Philippi. In Paul's time, Philippi was an important city in the Roman province of Macedonia. Let me see if I can.
I think it's right there. I'm
too close to see it. It was already an ancient and historic city. It was built and fortified in 358 to 357 B.C. by Philip II of Macedon, the father of Alexander the Great, and named after him. Okay, yeah, there's a